the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
Listen live on the Odyssey app.
Hello, friends.
Hello.
Good to see both of you. Let's get things going today. Some good news and some bad news to kick things off, Mahoney. What would you like first?
Why don't we start off today's show with some bad news?
Yeah, some bad news. Serious question. Who steals, what kind of punk-ass kids steal a 125-pound polar bear?
Like real life? Like,
that's a skinny-ass polar bear.
No. It's like
their climate is deplenished.
It is a statue of a polar bear.
So 125-pound statue of a polar bear.
Yep. Mm-hmm. The correct answer is Canadian kids are who do that, and it was a premeditated hit. An Ontario woman offering $200 for the return of her 125-pound polar bear statue, Nancy Allen, said her house is well known for the concrete polar bear statues that have adorned her garden for more than 30 years.
Her name is Mary, correct?
Nancy.
Stacy. Nana.
She said, they brought a dolly. There's dolly tracks on my front lawn. And they would have done it before I got home. I just want it back. No questions asked. $200 is the reward.
Mahoney, what do you think about having Christmas decorations outside of your house in the month of May?
I mean, well, not always a Christmas decoration. I mean, it could just be a genuine love for polar bears.
Yeah, it could be because we have...
That's weird.
I know people who have like their kitchens decorated with nothing but like roosters.
Chickens. Why frogs, is it always chickens?
Because it's farm.
Chickens at least you eat. But like that's
what I mean though. It's kind of messed up. It's like you walk into somebody's kitchen and there's pictures of chickens everywhere. Meanwhile, you are just murdering their babies by frying up eggs multiple times a week.
So what did you think was the superior mascot? Because you remember when you would go to the movies back in the day. You would always see that mythical machine in the background with the blue, the red letters, the Icy's.
Yes.
Do those still exist? The icy polar bears machines?
Yes. Sure, yeah, they still exist. Yeah. But the one that I forgot about was the kind of off-brand kissing cousin that we would be found at gas stations, the slush puppy.
I don't even remember the slush puppy.
There was a puppy who had
How do you have this pulled up? I do remember that now, yeah. I didn't know that was a puppy. That's a polar bear.
Well, that's a polar bear.
Uh-huh.
And then that's the puppy. That's his arch enemy.
Oh, I don't remember the slush puppy.
The slush puppy who was sold mostly at gas stations.
Huh. Did you ever have a slush puppy?
No, because my mom would never let me get an icy or a slush puppy. So I never understood.
Hold on. 30 some years later, you are still holding a grudge because your mom wouldn't let you have literally one thing when you got everything else you wanted?
Yeah.
As an adult, have you...
My life could have been altered. I could have fallen in love with Icy's and or slush puppies.
And how would that have altered your life?
Butterfly effect.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
You could be a millionaire right now if it wasn't for your mean-ass mom.
Never buying me a single slushy.
Dave and Mahoney. Every weekday morning from 6 to 10.
Mahoney has just had his mind blown. Of course, when he started talking about slushies... He started doing a deep dive into slushies.
As you do, talking about the icy polar bear who's always out skateboarding or surfing or doing some other extreme sport that every animal was doing in the 90s for whatever reason.
Well, because that's what the kids loved, right? I mean, that's when skateboarding, rollerblading, all of that stuff was invented, essentially, and became really hot and popular.
They tried to get us on pogo sticks, too.
Yeah, that never took.
But when you see one of those dudes on a pogo stick,
it's
who
pretty
is
cool.
Good as hell...
And, I mean, the modern advancement of the pogo stick, there's just, like, rounded things that go on the bottom of your feet. Have you ever seen those?
Like Cirque du Soleil performers.
Exactly.
Have.
Like, they're just, like, flipping like all over the place.
Like, leg pogo sticks.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Those things, cool as hell.
So, deep diving into the world of slushies. So, the Icy's and the Slush Puppy, both owned by the Icy Company. But the thing that blew my mind...
Wait, they're owned by the same company?
They are. They're two different products. There's
a slushy monopoly?
Apparently there is. It's like Luxottica with sunglasses.
Uh-huh.
One company rules them all. But the Icy, which is the polar bear, surfing polar bear guy that you see usually at the movie theater.
Right.
Those are carbonated.
What's carbonated?
The drink is carbonated. And I threw this out there saying, how do you carbonate a slushy? That seems wild to me. So they basically have a soda machine paired up with a Icy machine. Or a slushy machine, and it's a very complex thing where you carbonate the liquid first, and then it freezes, creating as what they call a fluffy texture signature to the icy.
Mahoney, you are the most easily impressed person.
Oh, he is so passionate about this right now.
Did you know you can freeze carbonated stuff?
Well, no. So all of us were surprised to learn this. And then you said, well, obviously your parents never bought you a slushie either.
Yeah.
And then you accused all of our parents of being abusive.
Yeah. They did not love us properly.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I was listening to Mahoney talking about driving in the snow, and I, too, got caught in a horrible blizzard on I-5, and it literally looked like in Star Wars going light speed, the way the snow is just flying by you, and it's mesmerizing. And I ended up driving off into a snowdrift. And it turns out I only had to go 5 more miles and I would have been out of the storm. But I ended up having to stay at a Best Western for 3 days waiting to get my car fixed.
Message deleted.
Yeah, that's wild, man. When you're driving in like that, the big snowflakes are just
and
whizzing past
night.
You. Yes. And because it really does look like going to warp speed
that
in
is
Star
such
Wars.
A great description because yeah. it is such an odd feeling.
Yeah. You feel like you're floating.
So have you and I haven't lived near snow in a hot minute.
Sure.
And but like when we grew up, you grew up in Minnesota, I grew up in Missouri, St. Louis. So like our childhoods were surrounded by snow, teenage years too, for a little bit. I haven't driven in snow in so long, but the last time I did, I was in a Toyota Celica and it was a front wheel drive thing. And so it wasn't very heavy. So I was able to like, there's trucks pulled over to the side of the road. But this little Celica, this little 92 Celica, able to just forge through, like, what's that game called?
Your Celica was doing well in the snow?
Dude, it did. It was unbelievable. Little tiny sports car, killed it in the snow.
The reason this guy called is because we were talking the other day about that crazy dust storm that people were experiencing.
Mm-hmm.
And they were saying it was like hurricane level winds and you could only see a few feet in front of you.
Scary as hell.
And how terrifying that is. When we lived in Houston, you recall how much it rained every single day.
Yeah.
And not just like a little bit of rain, but a lot of rain.
Every day.
Yeah. And I remember my wife was so terrified whenever I had to fly out of town for something and we had to drive to the George Bush Airport, which is about 45 minutes away. Pretty good clip. And it would be raining so hard sometimes that even with the windshield wipers on as fast as they could go, they still couldn't keep up with the rain.
Right.
And she had the newborn in the back at the time, and she hated that process.
Well, there's nothing worse, too, whenever the windshield wipers are going, like, super fast, and then you're trying to be, you know, conscious and, like, protective of you and your family, so you're driving slow, and then everyone else is whizzing by you. Like, they just, like, know the lay of the land. Do you know what I mean?
I know exactly what you're talking about, yeah. The people who just have no regard for the fact that it's crazy out right now.
Right.
Still just going 75 miles an hour on the interstate.
These people that moved here, they don't know how to drive in the rain. It's like, okay, well, it's pouring and I can't see and neither can you,
but
and this is a little dangerous.
It is a boss move on their part. We were driving in Hawaii on the like road to Hana. It's like a famous little
pretty
jaunt.
Windy road though, yeah.
But it's a one lane, very tight road, and locals going like 70. I'm going like 15.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm
just
not
white knuckling that. Yep. Yeah.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Yo, you guys were just talking about pickles on pizza and why does nobody do that? I do that. It's delicious. Pickles rock. Also, I used to be a pineapple on pizza hater, but it's really not that bad, guys. Hawaiian pizza is okay. I agree. Olives would be worse. Have a great day.
Message deleted.
Okay, so as soon as we talked about the pickles on pizza thing, we got, both Audrey and I did, an Instagram DM from somebody who sent us a video of this guy making a pickle pizza covered in ranch dressing.
But it was a pesto pickle pizza.
Oh, it wasn't like
a regular, because that was the argument, if we don't recall. The argument was a regular schmegular pizza with pickles on top.
Yeah.
And we were like, well, maybe, but maybe not. And this guy, though, made it an artisan pizza with, like, pesto and, like, it was, I think, possibly mozzarella. I don't know what cheese. It was someone having a white cheese and ranch and pickles. And that thing looked fire.
But the thing is that
no meats, just pickles.
It almost has to be, like, fresh out of the oven, though, you know, because I don't feel like it would travel well, because what makes the pickle so good is if they're cold and crisp.
Oh, those were cooked pickles.
Not like warm and soggy. He cooked all the pickles too?
Wait, have you never had a fried pickle before?
Yeah, no, fried pickles are fine, but
so
I'm talking about...
those are not cold and crispy.
I like the cold and crispy.
Audrey, do you go pickle slices or spears?
Yeah, okay, when we had this conversation, you said you wanted spears on the pizza.
I can't put spears on a pizza.
Yeah, you can.
No, what do you do?
You can put anything on a pizza. That's the thing about a pizza. It's just a receptacle for whatever you decide to what you want to put on it.
It's just bread.
It really
is. It's just like topping.
I mean, literally, there's a, as far as toppings go for any other single food group out there, which I lump pizza into a food group of itself. There's no more. It has the most toppings per capita, period.
Sandwiches.
Nah. What toppings do you really put on sandwiches? They're different.
All
types
of them?
No. Toppings go on top.
What do you mean?
Bread is on top of a sandwich.
Which is also technically on top.
It's not a topping because it's not topping the sandwich.
You're saying
the topping is the bread.
The bread, and then maybe you could put like a little
maybe
olive on
a gherkin.
A gherkin.
Oh,
yeah.
Gherkin, which is a small pickle.
Little teeny pickle.
Don't ask us how we know about these.
Please leave a message after the tone.
You have 1 week to make $1 million or you die. So what's your plan?
Message deleted.
Die? You give me a lifetime to try to make $1 million or die, and I'm just going
to
die.
I would make some really bad bets with the wrong people.
Okay. So
would you guys do murder for hire?
No. Sure, but I mean, I'm not going to get $1 million.
Mahoney says no.
It's too much work.
No, it's not. That's I absolutely would, but no. How many people out there
if you're gonna hire
are going to pay me $1 million to kill someone?
Hold up. If somebody's hiring you to murder somebody, that's a lot of work because it's like if it wasn't a lot of work, they would just murder them themselves.
No, they just don't want to get in trouble.
No,
they think
no,
Dave would be
no,
like a super
no,
agent.
No, yeah. I wholeheartedly disagree. Anybody who hires somebody for murder just thinks it's too much work for themselves to do, not because they don't necessarily want to get caught.
No, that's not true at all.
It's too much work.
Everyone that hires a hitman is doing it because they don't want to get caught. They want somebody else to do the murdering.
It's not like you're hiring somebody to like set up your bed furniture. Like
if somebody was easy to murder, you would just do it yourself.
No, you don't want to
get caught. Well, probably a combination
of the
two.
There's no difference between paying somebody. I mean, there really isn't.
You're saying that the reason that most people don't commit murder is because they're too lazy to do it?
I'm saying why they hire a hitman. Yes.
Lazy?
It's too much work. It is. It's the same concept as like mowing your lawn. It really is.
One is murder. The other one is like shortening blades of grass.
Dave doesn't do his own lawn work.
Cutting your shrubbery.
You
but
know,
those
why, you know why Dave doesn't do his own lawn
different
work?
Things,
because
Mahoney.
It's too much work.
I don't hate my grass. I'm not hiring those guys to come in and
remove the
decapitate
hate from
all
this.
Every blade.
Get to Mossberg. We need the shrubs trimmed.
Remove hate from it. I'm just saying, if somebody was easy to murder, you would
shrubs.
Do it yourself.
Yeah.
You just poison them or something.
But that's you can't poison plants. You can't accidentally poison plants.
All I'm saying is the work ethic in this country.
Watch the David Mahoney Show live every morning on twitch.tv/David Mahoney.
Why on earth would they let this douchebag out of prison?
Who are you talking about?
The Pharma Bro.
Martin Scorsese.
Yeah, so if you're not familiar with the story of Martin Scorsese and Pharma Bro, in 2005, his pharmaceutical company raised the price of a life-saving medication 4,000%. The cost of one pill went from $13.50 to $750.
To capitalize off of the sick, like most pharmaceutical companies
do. Not because their prices increased. It's because he wanted to make more money for him.
He secured the patent to
which
it.
Why
which
we are
nobody
able
else
to, it's insane.
To patent medication.
Did you see the Hulu documentary on him? It was very enlightening. Don't get me wrong, entrepreneurship, you know, I'm all for it.
Sure.
But he saw an opening to be a villain, and he took it and rode with it.
Being an entrepreneur is different than profiting off of people's actual lives.
Like, it just depends. Weird. Some would define that.
It just depends.
And that was one drug, and then it slowly went into several others, and then I think it eventually got into insulin, which, I mean, there are so many people in this country who are dependent upon that, and he just was like, No, nope, we're going to triple the cost of insulin here in the U.S. and around the world as well, just to fatten our pockets. Well, not because any other reason other than I just want to cause pain in humanity and get pain and disparity, excuse me, and get rich in the meantime.
He was also convicted in 2017 of defrauding investors out of $10 million.
Well, we could ask the same question about what's going on with the Sackler family for OxyContin and why they are not getting in trouble and why they just got a slap in the wrist and
because
how none of them
have
are
money.
In prison.
At least he went to prison for a short period of time.
Yeah. Casually.
But now he's in a halfway house.
Yeah, no, the Sackler family just bought their way out of the trouble. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
After murdering. Yeah,
and still
no,
have billions
I mean,
of dollars.
I think that this is one of those instances where you can kind of, from the outside in, I hope, understand to a certain extent how much that they capitalize off of us being sick.
Yeah, but I mean...
They don't want you to get better.
In this case, like, shortening this guy's sentence, letting him out of jail, like, all of that is just unbelievable to me.
Yeah, I mean, this guy is a special piece of garbage, and...
But why is that? Why did he get off early?
Because he has enough money to hire good lawyers.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
I guess don't do anything wrong unless you're rich.
Justice is not blind. Justice is costly. That is what it is.
I sure hope nothing bad happens to him.
Show us.
Medicaid challenges.
Show us.
Water bottle foot challenges.
Show us.
The Tide Pod Challenge.
Show us your talk.
So if you're not on TikTok, it really is a unique social media platform that has gained popularity because when the algorithm gets a hold of something, they really super serve it to you. And it's not like, you know, traditionally even Instagram, they've tried to do the same sort of thing with their algorithm. But, you know, Twitter, you follow who you follow, right? You choose who you follow and you don't get pushed a lot of stuff. Whereas with TikTok, when you interact with certain videos, they know that you like that, and so they feed you more and more and more of that.
Exactly.
And Ian has not been a big TikToker traditionally, but he did get hooked into something called Fart Talk.
I did, Dave. I happened upon this because, now, I've only had TikTok for a little bit, and I really only have it for this bit, but I originally started on TikTok, and my algorithm started giving me a lot of handicapped animals, so I was doing a lot of
like rescue animals,
like wiener dogs and wheelchairs, dogs with missing ears,
no.
You know, the three-legged ones that don't know they have three legs, so they act like they got four.
Still have four.
But that kind of led into those animals, handicapped dogs, farting. So with just one simple I happened upon Fart Talk,
and so. It's a very specific thing. Like, we've talked about prison talk before, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we've talked about stripper talk and things like that. There's, of course, like, cryptocurrency talk. But fart talk really is interesting because, obviously, all fart-based, but lots of different people involved.
Oh, my gosh. The amount of flatulence on TikTok is unbelievable. Probably to... I've never seen or heard these many farts, and to be honest with you, I'm kind of having a renaissance with the fart. I'm in love.
Ian,
I
do have a question, because as a female, I'm being fed the front fart, not the back fart, on mine.
No,
we are not featuring any front okay. ones today.
Just before we dabble into there, there is a whole category of women who are front farting, and there was one lady who went to go talk to some ducks. And
oh my gosh, I saw the duck one, and then she also went and visited goats.
She did.
Yeah,
and was communicating with them through
through the front fart.
The goats were not very entertained.
The ducks attempted to attack her. She was like, I think I said something wrong.
probably trying to cancel her or something. So we have a collection today.
You're appropriating culture.
That's not the right dialect.
Put your beak away, lady.
So today we have a collection. We have three different types of farts. The first one is one I get a lot. Now, these are larger men who usually place the camera very, very close to their face and say something. Usually they growl or they're trying to be sexual. But there's also a subgenre of these men who just lay down in their bed and fart.
This is a kink, right?
I don't.
On each other?
I don't
know.
Well,
let's see if you're aroused by it, Mahoney.
Why is it so violent?
Yes. Now, that was a man who was wearing what looked like Costco sweatpants and a sweatshirt, the combo. Just very, very large.
Hey, do not hate on the Kirkland branded sweatsuit.
I'm just saying. That's what sound.
Yeah,
it comes out.
But why is you, like, again, I am. I'm not a not gassy person. I have gas on occasion, humans do, but like, why is there so much heavy breathing involved?
It's like he's pushing it out on purpose.
It shouldn't be that labored, though.
It really shouldn't. I feel like that's how you blow something out.
You blow out your own ring.
Yeah. I also feel like there was no humor also in that video, because usually, you know, fart, you get
clinical. That was a clinical.
I think he tried to send that to his doctor or something, like, because that sounded messy. But let's move on to Dave, something you and I may be familiar with.
Sure, yeah, it's the baby fart.
Baby farts,
mm-hmm.
And babies can definitely rip them.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you, my son in particular can rip some borderline elderly man farts. At this point, Dave, I don't know.
He's
how
in the 99th percentile of farting.
He really is. Pediatrician loves him.
It happened yesterday where we had just changed her and got her in a little outfit and like strapped her into the car seat because we were going out yesterday, and just. It like shook the car seat.
But sometimes babies get so gassy and it gets trapped in there that you have to do some leg exercises to kind of.
That's what's going on here, right?
That's exactly what's going on, and you are not going to believe what comes out of this baby.
Okay, we saw a video on here that if you do this, it'll help your baby toot. So we're gonna try it. Run, 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 run. Pull.
There's no way. That sounded like a kazoo.
So they're taking the little legs, right? And it's like run, 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 and then they
pull
push,
it out, pull it then, out, and then pull back in, and it releases.
Oh,
my God.
There's no way.
Not that is funny.
Run, 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 run,
run, run, run, run, run, run, run. Pull.
You know, in middle school, where you used to like make the fart noises by putting your mouth, your hands on your
back
mouth and go. Yeah, that's what that sounds like.
That was the baby, believe it or not.
Oh, one more time.
That came out of an infant.
Can you imagine the relief that baby must have felt after that? Oh, my gosh.
There was gas up to that baby's neck.
Now, let's round it out with one of my personal favorite things to do with farts.
Okay.
A slow-mo fart.
Oh, no.
Yes. Now, this one is an extended one, so prepare yourselves.
No.
Oh.
No.
Oh, God.
I hate this.
Oh, God. No. Oh, God. Oh, this is the worst thing we've ever played on the show.
This sounds this like amazing. A car motor.
It just keeps going.
Why?
Not done yet?
Oh, God. This
no.
Is- Well,
oh my God.
Glitz, glamour, fame, scandal, weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash!
So Mahoney, I know that you're a big fan of Stranger Things, and they're saying that the season 4 finale is going to be a full-on feature film, over 2 hours long.
That's not super surprising to me. I mean, it's already about each episode's about an hour anyway. But I'm the more the better. It's one of the best shows on Netflix. And when it's done, I may be done with Netflix.
Oh, really? You're not given, because you were saying that Ozark, once that wrapped up, that you would kind of like join in.
Yeah.
Are you still like anti-Ozark?
I'll be able to finish that before season 4 of Stranger Things finishes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, because Netflix is just not creating content. Actually, I follow one of the at Twitter. What they're doing now is they're kind of creating like sub forums, so almost very similar to like Reddit, where you can follow like groups of people who are known for tweeting out certain types of content. And one of the things that I follow on there right now is Netflix forum, and everyone is just completely bashing Netflix. The prices, they want to add commercials. They're trying to make a cheaper option. And it's like, okay, well, whenever you had a platform where we could watch things like The Office and Friends and the nostalgia type of shows and one-stop shop, that was great. And we would pay that fee. And you were also giving us middling to better
the fee was like $8, and now it's 20. I pay over $20 a month for it. And on top of that,
the content
I just don't find myself going to use it. Obviously, subscribers are leaving en masse on Netflix.
Is like the Nickelback of streaming services. Everyone hates on Netflix when, I mean, they really do put out as much content
but
that's watchable.
It's the price, though, Dave.
It's the price mixed
it really
in
is.
With their... It's it's quantity over quality right now.
Well, it's definitely, I think that's one of the problems, is they put out way too much stuff. I mean, you think about how selective HBO is, or even like with Disney when they're putting out their stuff.
Their weekly or their monthly, you know, their big shows.
Rare, right? Yes. Yes.
Like HBO does it better than I think almost anybody else. Like
I can
go on there and I can find whatever their like show of the moment is for that 8 weeks or 10 weeks that it's on. I am all in traditionally on whatever that show is if it interests me.
I think of it kind of like music. If an artist releases too many singles all at once, you start forgetting about all of the good things that are in the middle. If you have an artist that has one song, I'm thinking of like Glass Animals, for instance. You have that one song
and it has been so great.
No, no, but I'm talking about their... I know, you like having sex to it. It's start to finish. Fantastic for you. Do you end on... Heat Waves, what do you end on?
No, track number two, Space Ghost Coast to Coast.
Okay.
We're done.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, guys. What would you all like to change about the present and why? Each and every one of you differently. What would you and why?
Why do our answers have to be different?
Yeah, I mean, less war and world hunger.
Yeah, more peace.
Yeah.
More peace ass.
More ass.
Yeah, I think probably that one. I think probably that one for me, personally.
Yeah.
That would be nice.
Like there are problems that are man-made that we could easily solve, like without like magic or a miracle.
Yeah. Magic.
Like no, I mean like for real. Like there's some things like, oh, I wish, you know, everybody was healthy and, you know, never died and dogs live forever. Like that's magic. But like we could fix hunger and homelessness.
I want to say fairly easily.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. So. I mean, I think that it's everybody just gets a little like testosterone-y sometimes. Like we just like eased up on like the need for like conquering other countries.
I think people just need to take care of themselves more. Because really,
I feel like brushing their teeth, like hygienic?
No. I mean just like, you know,
taking care of business.
Yeah.
Oh, like touching.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because
like turning on some music and like calming.
No, just
down.
I feel like who's ever like physically angry? After that, you may be disappointed or disgusted with yourself, but you're never like, I've never punched
like,
a wall.
I hate this so much. Oh my God. I wish this was over.
Yeah. Like, no, I've never, or wanted to go fight somebody immediately after. I'm just saying that could be a good solution.
I mean, do people angry touch?
Yeah, but you're getting that aggression out. And then
self-touch. I know people do it like when they're angry.
Right, yeah.
Like with each other.
I don't think
but,
I've
like,
ever been
individually,
like, angry at myself and just like, been like,
I hate you.
I'm going to get you.
What can you do with a cup of sweat? Just curious.
Message deleted.
I don't think you could actually get a cup of sweat.
Oh, I bet you could.
Oh, sure. Yeah. I mean, you have lived
after
your
a workout,
life
ugh.
Not sweating. Like that is, I feel like you take a lot of pride in the fact that you do not sweat.
Well, I used to sweat a copious amount. Like,
right,
I had hyperhidrosis, then I got fat.
Right. Problem solved.
Yeah. Which, you know, trade-off.
Oh, Ian said you drink it. It cures COVID?
Yes.
I mean, I guess if you put on, like, wrestlers and, you know, guys do, they put on, like, the trash bag suits.
Yeah.
And then if you, like, had a hole down at the bottom of it, you could probably drain it into a cup.
Definitely.
I mean, it'd just be salty.
I
mean, use it for cooking pasta.
Oh,
that actually sounds like a good idea.
If you're not salting your pasta water enough, you're really doing a disservice
to
the noodles.
Have you ever tasted your own tears? Like that's a perfectly salted like liquid. That like that would be perfect for
you
pasta.
You ever catch your tears with your tongue?
Yeah.
Like a little lizard.
You kind of like it, you're like, even though you're very sad.
Oh, what about like
I'm
that
sad
like
lizard.
Accidental? Like when you think that it was like a tear, but it was just snot.
How often?
What?
No.
Huh?
Just me.
Oh.
Never snot nose cried before. Like you've cried so hard where like snot comes out of your face.
It's been about 20
years. It's been a long time.
Yeah, it's been a long time for me too.
Would you consider that a booger?
Yes, it's snot.
No, snot is not a booger. It's more, booger is a, has like a, has
it's
a form to it.
Yeah.
Snot is just a liquid.
This is so
it's just
foul.
It's flickable. That's the difference.
You can't flick.
You can't flick snot.
It sticks to you.
You flick boogers out the window, your car window?
Oh, hell yeah.
That's like the number one sign that you're picking your nose in your car, though.
That's how I road rage.
Mahoney, do you flick your boogers out the window?
I mean, it has to be a real
you
good
rub them on your pants.
It has to be a real good sized booger, though. I like to roll down the window.
And then you try to flick it, but it's stuck on your finger.
Stuck.
And now it's on your thumb, and then you try to it's back
you
on your
like hold it out the window. Like you start speeding up and try to get that thing to fly off.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Can someone tell me what makes someone a good kisser? I'm questioning my kissing abilities.
Message deleted.
Not bumping teeth.
Sure.
That is the like my wife and I were, I think I told you guys about this. We were making out a couple weeks ago. Yeah. And
you
it
drew
was,
blood, right?
And she got me like,
accidentally
good. Like, I mean, because we were both into the moment and it like our faces collided. And it killed the mood.
It did?
For me, yeah. Wow. I mean, because the pain was immense. So I would say not banging your heads together. Yeah.
If you kiss and you don't make that noise, you're not a good kisser.
If
you know what I mean? Because it's just like yeah. If you kiss and there's no noise, then you are not a good kisser.
Are you? What are your thoughts on
some people
tongue
do that?
These
they just
days.
Go.
Because I feel like
that's not kissing.
That's not. Yeah, it's just like a bunch
there's
of.
There's a reason why it goes. Yeah. Like that's the
seal.
Sound
you need
of
seal.
A kiss.
Yeah. Yeah. You need a seal. Same thing. Like if you throw a punch, you need to go. It's not real. It's not a real punch.
Follow the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on social media at Dave and Mahoney.
Mahoney, you got to make up your mind, man.
What do you mean?
You got your blood work back.
Yes.
And you knew that if your blood work came back and your cholesterol was high, your wife was going to make you change your ways because you've been, and admittedly, right, kind of slipping with your diet.
In a funk as far as motivation goes for working out and eating healthy.
Would you like Dave and I to motivate you? We can think of some like good motivational quotes to send you in the mornings, like, you know, rise and shine, sunshine.
No, because
today
I'm looking
is
so thin.
Be
no, I don't need that
day.
Kind of.
Should I do it the other way? Like how yesterday you called me fat and stupid on the show? Or should I start doing that to you? Would that motivate you?
Well, negative reinforcement?
I call myself fat and stupid, so that doesn't hurt.
There's the problem.
But
here's
be
the
like
thing.
Sponsors for you. Like anytime you have like an urge or a craving, you can always call one of us and we can kind of talk you out of it.
Mm-hmm. Every time I try to call you, you never answer.
That is a bold-faced lie. You never call me. You always text me.
The rare occasion that I do call you.
That was like one time.
You never answer.
That was one time. All right, anyway.
That was your chance. That was your chance.
Okay, I'm
and
sorry.
I needed
Dave,
you
Dave,
in that
Audrey.
Moment. And for me, there is no outside motivation, really. I mean, maybe if I have a child someday and I'm like, you know, and I'm like doing, like my wife's like, I don't want you to die because I don't want to be a widow. I don't want to be without you. You know, I want to live with you for
your wife genuinely does love you. I know it's a strange concept.
Strange concept.
Because you don't genuinely love yourself. So you're like,
no, but usually for me, there is no motivation that can be given to me by other people. It all has to generate within inside of me to make me go, I've hit like my bottom where I feel like a absolute piece of garbage, and now I'm going to motivate myself to do X, Y, and Z and get back on.
You haven't hit
and I'm
rock
not
bottom
there yet. Yeah. But I did have so my wife did ask me yesterday about my blood work because I got it done a week and a half ago. It came back on the app, and she's like, hey, did you ever get your blood work back? And I had had it back for a day or so
or
before
so.
That.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I was like, yeah, I did. I'll pull it up, and I pull it up, and I start showing it to her. And surprisingly, there was a lot of things that were kind of funky from COVID, from you know that I've been tracking over the last year plus. And those are all good, but the only thing that's bad because I have gained about 25 pounds back from my lowest after COVID.
Right.
My cholesterol is 240.
So I'm not that familiar with like cholesterol levels. What's a
normal?
Normal good healthy level?
Like sub 200.
Okay. Well, it's not that much higher.
24. Well, I mean,
250 is like
250 is like
we got the flares going off.
Oh, really? No.
So I feel like I still got 10 points of wiggle room.
Yeah, you got some room.
So, but I mean, like,
a little
so
bit of fun.
This is the point where you know, Mahoney, if you just you don't have to go all in. You can small. Okay.
He
well,
can't.
But I mean,
you
it always seems impossible until it's done. You
but
know.
You know Mahoney's personality. It is never in moderation. It is either all or nothing. Like, that's just him. That's every part of his life.
Well, you know, success is not final. Failure is not final.
Are you reading
it's
us
the courage
a meme right
to
now?
Continue
Jesus
that
Christ.
Counts.
Why are you? What are you?
Stop,
I do not.
Stop it.
That is not
don't
the kind
give
of
up the beginning. You know, it's always the hardest.
So Natalie said, you almost died. How was that not the bottom? Well, because I feel great now and I have the memory of a goldfish.
Right.
Like, literally, that's... I do this.
Ooh, here's some motivation for you. Skip just said, twitch.tv/Dave Mahoney in the chat, don't worry, bro. If something happens to you, I'll take care of your wife.
Oh, damn.
Oh, no.
I want her to be happy after I'm dead. I'm not like, I don't care.
You don't want some dude named Skip coming into your house?
If it makes her happy, then good for her.
Super
I'm
Skip.
I'm dead. It doesn't matter. Like, literally. Like, I mean, that is a whole, like, category of people who I don't understand. Like, if you're dead and they move on and you're like, oh, my God, I can't believe they moved on so fast. The other person is dead. They don't care. I'm telling publicly that if I die and my wife gets married 2 days later, I do not care. Just so long as it makes her happy, because I'm dead.
All right, there's no win here with him. We've tried.
Does anybody want to go get Dave's hot chicken after the show?
Do you
we
know
have
really
until
2
o'clock
here?
Today for a meeting.
Is that Mahoney genuinely does want to get to his forever nap as soon as possible?
We're all going to die.
Yeah.
There's no avoiding it.
Might as well die happy.
Live happy.
Yeah.
That's what we can control.
Yeah.
And that's where I'm at right now.
Until Live
my wife.
Moss.
Until my wife hears this and she murders me. Yeah.
The sweet sounds of a laundromat.
Dirty Laundry.
Dirty Laundry is pretty simple in concept, right? You go out to a laundromat and you ask somebody for a secret that they never told anyone before, their dirty laundry. Kind of a little play on words, but in execution, it can be much more complicated. And that's really what today's Dirty Laundry is all about.
Dave, you are correct. I've been doing this bit for years now, going to random laundromats. I do have one particular laundromat that I am attracted to because it is a bar/laundromat, and you get some CD characters over there. But overall, sometimes it's really tough to get people to tell you secrets. Sometimes they just want to keep them to themselves. So this is a compilation that I put together of some of the dirty laundry failures. The people who I approached who really didn't have anything for me, or what they gave me was just complete and total nonsense, which happens roughly, I would say, 65% of the time when I talk to people.
I like to see how the sausage is made sometimes.
And that's exactly what we're going to do.
Because we don't ever hear, we usually, when I envision you out on the streets, I envision everybody
success
telling
every time.
You everything about their lives.
Oh, yes, always. First person, just getting a great story, great voice, you know. You know, sometimes that's not the case, Mahoney. Sometimes dirty laundry takes days. Just, I've gone through two phones while doing this bit. Right now on my phone, I have 233 voice recordings.
Wow.
That's just, now that is just on my phone. There are some times where I bring a field recorder out there too. I believe I also have an extra 100 audio files of dirty laundry on that SD card as well.
And I would guess that we've put to air maybe 50.
I'd say maybe a little bit more than that. A little bit more than that, but still, there are some big misses sometimes. I like to talk to drunk people. A lot of times drunk people halfway through the conversation forget what they're talking about. Mm. So we'll hear about that. We'll have other people here who just go right into the dirty laundry and don't even bother to give us any sort of context. And then, of course, we have the dreaded duo interviews where sometimes people are just talking over each other and you just can't understand anything. So, again, this is a compilation of dirty laundry failures.
Everyone loves a good compilation.
Dirty Laundry.
Yeah, all right, we're here for another edition of Dirty Laundry. And sir, I saw you pick a sweatshirt up off the ground. So Dirty Laundry, this is very fitting today.
Yeah, I don't know why I call it. Why.
Well, the bit is called Dirty Laundry, and I'm looking for something you've never told anybody before. So you got an interesting story?
All of a sudden, I just got frozen. I don't have
dirty laundry.
How are you, boss?
Good. How are you?
I'm good, man. So you have an awesome necklace on, and you got some cool tattoos, and I'm looking for some dirty laundry. So tell me a story, man. What's something you've never told anybody before?
I've only told a couple people this story, but I'll tell the rest of the world now. Gang stalking is wrong, illegal, and inhumane. Stop it, please. It's wrong. Don't do that no more.
That's all you got? Are you being gang stalked right now?
Yeah.
By who? Do you know?
Tank Stalkers, yeah.
Who? Okay, you just don't know who?
Dirty Laundry.
That sh- I'm wanted for stealing a...
No, wait, no! No, you're wrong.
I didn't bring the car back, so she charged me with Grand Theft Auto. She's 72. She's pissed off. I won't
Dirty Laundry.
In my ass back pocket, though. My left back pocket.
You have a women's Speedo, but you're just not wearing it? Are you good? Well, I already hit record.
Go ahead and film it.
I already hit record, actually.
It's
so
radio. Okay. There's no video.
Yeah, yeah.
Radio, no video, but radio, believe
you. I didn't know radio is still alive.
Radio is still alive.
And what was it? MTV got invented. The first
Ian,
one
I love
played,
you, Ian.
The first
God bless you, Ian. I love your hair, man.
Oh, yeah, you can touch it.
DJ, did you know that? You're
yes.
Young. They're running for president in 2024. The independent go self party.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
What do you talk about when there's nothing to talk about?
Message deleted.
Everything we talk about on the show.
It really is just trying to find and navigate where the conversation is going to go to next.
The show is so random at times, most of the time. When somebody asks me, hey, what do you do a radio show about? Is it about sports? And you're like, no. They're like, what is it about? You're like,
everything.
I don't know.
Anything and everything.
Yes.
Nothing.
Nothing everything. And everything at the same time.
So
that's the comedic genius.
But
though,
if you're
Dave.
Asking what I go to when there is nothing to talk about, if I'm one-on-one with somebody, I mean, the default is weather, which because it's benign for the most part, and we all can kind of rally around it. And after we move past weather, we move to either food or number three. For me, would be TV shows that we are watching or have watched.
Yeah. That's what you
those
think
are the
shows?
Like acceptable topics for strangers who you're not allowed to, or you shouldn't be having like real conversations.
Oh,
with.
I see, like with strangers.
No, like Dave and I and all of us here can have real conversations about like hard stuff because we all know each other, we care about each other. Yeah. But like, if I'm just standing around at a birthday party for a child and somebody I don't know comes up and I'm having a conversation with them, those are the topics that I stick to because I don't want to debate any of the other stuff
Fair.
With you.
Yeah, I mean, sports tend to work pretty well if there's a common interest there.
Yeah.
You know, like if you're both into UFC or golf or whatever
Football.
It is, right? Football, sure. That's pretty low-hanging fruit. And that's what, like, when dudes make small talk, if you don't want to talk about politics, which nobody wants to talk about politics,
mm-hmm.
talk about sports. And if you can't talk about sports, binging TV shows.
Yep.
You know what's really interesting? You said something, Mahoney, that jogged my memory about COVID and how we had gone through a lot of like the hard things in order to get to the show's point where we're at now.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And I had only been a part of the show for a few months, and then we got locked down for like a year. How long were we in lockdown for?
8 months, you and I. The show was, I think, like, well, no, not even that long. March to August.
March to August, it was full on lockdown. And then we were allowed to come back into the building, and then Mahoney almost died. And there's, yeah,
it was a lot.
Yeah. There's a lot happening in the last, like, 2-3 years.
And it's so strange with the past couple of years because time has gotten so messed up for me. Like, stuff that was 3 years ago seems like it was just happening, and then other stuff seems like a lifetime ago, like some of the pre-pandemic stuff.
Time really has no meaning, but thinking about that time, it's something I haven't thought about in, you know, a couple of months. I still get a kick. Let's pull the curtain back a little bit. They tried to fire us because I got COVID.
Oh, yeah.
My company. There was a person in our company who kept blaming bad ratings
on the fact that you got
sick. I got COVID, as if I went out seeking to get COVID. And then for 6 months, that was the narrative.
They were like, well, if he had not gotten sick, then none of this would have happened.
No, so they made a whole bunch of changes. Anyone that listens to the radio show on a regular basis knows that they made a whole bunch of changes just through and through to the show, and not just on our radio station or with our show, but company-wide. And then there was one person who blamed Mahoney getting COVID for the ratings on all of these radio stations across the country that we weren't even on.
He didn't do the rest of the stations across the country per Mahoney, but it just so happened that all of the other radio stations across the country that made the same changes also tanked. He just liked to use Mahoney as a scapegoat for our market specifically.
I haven't thought about that in a couple months because we're past that, but it's just I have to look back at that time and laugh At
what
age?
Because you almost died.
Because I did. I almost died, like legitimately. And maybe that should be something that I think about more. Because
yeah, you seriously almost died.
You should be grateful that you're not dead.
Because I am thinking about going to get some hot ass chicken.
No, Mahoney, let's go get some. Doesn't a salad sounds great?
Audrey, could
some? Just kidding. We won't go get salad.
If I tell my wife I went and got salad with another woman, she's going to be like, you are cheating on me. She's like, no, you did not.
Was it toss
and
salad?
I would believe her. And she would have every right to.
Rank the dumbest people on the show from dumbest to least dumbest.
Message deleted.
We did this yesterday.
We just did that yesterday.
And we found out that Dave doesn't know how to play rock, paper, scissors, so he is the dumbest.
No, we played rock, paper, scissors, and I just shot a little too early.
Dave and Mahoney, every weekday morning from 6 to 10.
So I don't know if you guys noticed, but yesterday I was really, really, really tired doing the show.
Yes.
Could you tell?
Yes.
Yeah.
I could not.
I can always tell by how tired Dave is from our videos, twitch.tv/Dave and Mahoney, when you don't shave.
Yeah.
Because I know you
was not shaved.
It's on like a 3 day. What, you shave every 3 days?
3 or 4 days, yeah, normally. Yesterday was a day where I definitely should have been shaved, and I was not.
That's what I noticed.
I didn't know. I mean, you were very consistent on the show. I didn't think Dave sucks today.
I was trying to be, but I was exhausted, and the reason why is because my wife had to go to the emergency room night before last.
So
the thing is, her back has really been bothering her, and she just had a baby 6 weeks ago, and kind of not that abnormal, because there's a lot of stuff that's moving around, like your hips are going back to where they were before.
And she's very active. I mean, one of the most active people I've ever seen after giving birth.
Running this weekend, working out in the backyard, all kinds of stuff.
I've seen her 3 or 4 times in those 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Every time, and it's I kind of forget that you have a new baby that's 6 weeks old because just, how
she's back
to normal, it's not one of those my.
Some people are very you have the baby and you stay at home for, maybe even a couple of months.
Yeah.
And you're just, you don't go out or anything like that. We were at Yard House the Friday after she gave birth on Monday.
She's a pro, brother.
She's at Target on Wednesday.
She's a pro.
She's just she likes being on the move.
So what's going on with her back,
though? So her back has been bothering her, and to the point where it was bringing her to tears.
Oh, my God.
And then she started running a fever.
Oh,
and,
no.
And that was kind of this weird thing where she was running a fever.
So a kidney infection?
And her back was, and it could be a kidney infection.
Okay.
So my sister-in-law is a surgeon, mm-hmm. and so obviously with the medical expertise, because, trying to get into go see a doctor, especially a specialist or something like that,
takes weeks
or months in some cases. And she's like, I can't just sit here and deal with this until June when they told her appointment was. And so she called my sister-in-law and she's like, you need to go to the emergency room because if you have some sort of, because she had the epidural and everything. If you had an infection in your spine.
She's not overly sensitive.
No, she's not a hypochondriac or anything like that. She's pretty tough.
If she's telling you that this is painful, then that's concerning.
So she's running a fever without any of the other traditional symptoms of being having the flu or something like that, right? Mm-hmm. Where it's just the fever and her back is really hurting her. And my sister-in-law goes, no, you need to go to the hospital, the ER right now. Because if it's something like meningitis, it can lead to paralysis or death.
Especially if it's in your spine, for sure.
Right, because your spine and then your brain.
Absolutely.
And if there's an infection in there, you might have to get a spinal tap, this stuff.
So, but thankfully, none of that ended up happening, though,
no.
Correct?
What time was this?
So this is about 7 o'clock at night. So, the kids, just got them to sleep or whatever.
Yeah.
And this is kind of what leads back to that whole baby formula thing for us. Because, she had enough breast milk pump for, a bottle. But that was it, right? And so I'm like if she has to be admitted or something like that, I don't
know. Probably there overnight.
For sure overnight. And I'm like, I don't know what I'm going to do. And I'm trying to figure out, do I call you guys and let you know that I can't come into the radio show? And the whole bit. Well, my wife being in the hospital or coming to the radio show, it's a pretty kind of tough to figure out which one is more important.
Course.
Yeah. No, but all joking aside, she goes into the hospital and the doctor, does a CT scan and all of this stuff. Oh. And thankfully, they figure out that some muscles in her back are inflamed.
Maybe?
And so that's kind of pinching on a nerve and that's what's causing it. And they gave her some ibuprofen and she still has to do some more tests and stuff that.
So I'm wondering, this is where I just get so curious about all of this stuff. So then if it's a pinched nerve, then why was she running a fever?
I don't know. They still don't know. So they still have to run some more tests and stuff like that. But thankfully, like, the fever broke and she's feeling better. They gave her some ibuprofen to bring down the inflammation in the back and stuff like that. But I mean, like, terrifying situation, because I'm sitting here, like, you know,
thinking about all the worst case scenarios.
All four kids are at home. The baby, feed the baby. Baby goes to sleep. All the other kids are asleep. Everything ended up being okay. She didn't get home until about midnight. And, like, you know, just exhausted.
She
was there by herself.
Yeah, yeah. So she, because you can't.
Because, I mean, I know. I'm just trying to think of the logistics of that. That's like you having to be at home with all the kids, and she's there by herself.
That's
And I've got one bottle, and there's no formula anywhere. And
so
I'm
you're already
like,
high stress.
Yeah.
High stress. Yeah. Well, you did fantastic yesterday for being so tired and stressed.
And I would have came over and watched the kids.
You would have came over and watched the kids?
I would do that for you.
You think
I'm not helping you move anywhere, but you got to go do, like, not if you're going to a movie.
You think we can get some milk out of them boobies?
Probably.
I feel like we know some people who have kids right now that could have probably donated some milk.
Brought some milk over?
I mean, would you have taken some
I'm looking at Ian right now, and he's shaking his head.
Would you have taken some?
You ain't taking my baby's food. That's my baby. That's my baby.
Tell Gina to come over. Let me get some of that milk.
Get out of here.
Wait, would you be weirded out by other people's breast milk?
Yes, a little bit.
But, I mean, if this is the only option you have.
If that's the only option, then it is what it is, right? Yeah. But I'm not like...
I would have come over with two scoops of formula.
But
fine.
It's the same...
You've been hoarding formula?
Yeah, man. I got so much.
It's the same concept of cows. It's just
milk.
Wait,
hold on a quick... Yeah. I think I have a solution to the baby formula crisis.
Ooh, yes.
Let's go buy all the cheapest cocaine we can find.
Oh, my God. Because
it's already cut with baby formula.
We call him Mullet Man.
Mean it's up front. Party in the back, business up front.
It's a hairdo and a fish.
Every one of the people that you are about to hear all sound like they definitely could have a mullet, but only one of them actually does, and we are trying to figure it out together. So if you would like to weigh in, would love to hear from you today. You can call or text us anytime at 833-YO-DUMMY. Also, twitch.tv/Dave Mahoney. So this is a special edition of Mullet Over. Normally, it's just kind of like random clips that Ian finds online. But today, you've decided to theme it up a bit.
Just a little bit. Now, back in the day, I was born in 1991, to date myself. So I am a young and old 30. I was not around for the VHS video dating. So essentially, Dave Mahoney, correct me if I'm wrong here, you would record a pretty much description of yourself and then send it out, and this company would then distribute it to women who, you know, kind of or men who fell in line with your kind of preferences, and then from there you can choose whether to send a video back and then maybe exchange information and then fall in love.
It is an incredibly slow version of Tinder.
Yeah, I mean, because you would go into these places, you would write down your interests and whatever, then they would show you the videotapes. It was a repository of people who were single, because, you know, back in the day, you had three options. You could do a personal ad in the newspaper or a magazine, the video dating, or, you know, people still met in bars.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it. If your parents met in the 70s or 80s, that's how it happened.
Maybe at work as well. That was the other
thing. Possibly.
So we've got three people today. We have Maurice, we have Fred, and we have David.
Yes.
So we've got three guys out here shooting their shot, trying to, again, meet somebody special, and only one has a mullet. We're trying to figure this out together.
And for everybody listening, after this, do yourself a favor. Head over to YouTube, any video platform, and just search all of these old video dating videos. They are just so funny to look at. I am just obsessed with these now.
Casey, shooting the shot blind, said it's David.
Oh,
just
okay.
Based on the name. Okay.
Okay.
Let's meet the first one. This is Maurice.
Are you looking for me?
Hi, I'm Maurice. I'm an executive by day and a wild man by night. I'm not afraid to get sand on my tuxedo if you're not afraid to let the wind mess your hair up a little bit when I take the top down. I'm looking for someone to have fun with.
So that was Maureen.
Oh, I'm an executive by day and a wild man by night.
Gonna put the top down on our 87 LeBaron and let these golden locks flow.
He says he doesn't mind getting sand in his tuxedo as long as you like putting your hair down.
Oh, man.
Ew.
I'm a maybe. I'm a maybe on this guy.
It certainly could be.
I thought that, did he make the intro or was that part of?
No, that's part of the service.
Do you think you had to watch that every video that they, like, did they add that on for proprietary reasons?
Well, you know what? I put it on every one of these clips, so we're going to hear it.
A couple of reactions here. Zuri said Maurice is 1,000% a mullet-based person based on that personality.
I mean, his name is Maurice also.
Do you think Maurice has a mullet connotation?
I mean,
mullet Maurice?
Yeah. Mullet Maurice, I like it.
Yeah. Okay.
Chelsea, on the other hand, seems to be hooked. Said Maurice sounds fun.
He might be 100 years
old.
That
guy was doing all of the cocaine.
All of it.
All of it.
Here we go. On to our second one. This is Fred.
Are you looking for me? Well, I'm looking for someone. Where can you be?
Someone. Hi, I'm Fred. Kind of your typical research mathematician, I guess. I'm really looking for somebody I can feel special about, and I don't encounter people like that very often, and I'm hoping you're one of them.
I really like
Fred. Mr. Rogers vibes.
So that's Fred.
So sweet. I'm thinking bald.
I'm thinking bald.
Bald.
Balding.
Yeah.
He's like a math. Home over.
He's a mathematician.
Like the Larry David, horseshoe.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm already going to say I don't think
I like Fred, though.
I do.
I would give him a shot. I mean, if I didn't see him.
Just get over with the phone.
We all know I'm shallow. Okay. I think no mullet. I think Fred is balding.
I think you're right.
Dave, who we got for number three?
We have David.
Oh.
For number three. And everyone,
do you feel like a strong pull towards David already, Dave?
Well, we'll see. I mean, there's a wide array of Davids out there, and I do feel like Maurice saying that he's an executive by day. This is just how it sits with me so far.
Wild man by night. That's the literal definition of business in the front and party in the back.
Oh, true.
Is that a subconscious way of telling us you have a mullet?
His personality is a mullet.
Yeah.
So true.
Unless he's lying about it, not a lot of executives, even back in the day, had the mullet.
Well, I mean, you could be like an account executive.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's true. All right, let's meet David. Let's see.
Are you looking for me? I'm looking for someone.
My name is David, and obviously I'm a bit weird, and that's for a good cause. I am not going to talk about myself. I'm going to talk about you, and if I talk about you, I think I'm going to talk about me. I am looking for the goddess. Are you the goddess? Who is the goddess? The goddess is the woman, is a woman, is any woman, is all women who have found themselves. On the application for this, there's a question that said age. I said Aquarian.
Oh, God.
Okay. Oh, my God.
I hate you.
That guy has murdered somebody so much. So if he has a mullet, it's a murder mullet.
Hate him and every single man who is like him. It's like the gaslighting into like, oh, I just want you to feel so good about you so that I can lift you up and make you feel good so that at the same time you understand that I'm doing this for you because you need to be uplifted.
Blech. By me.
By me.
By
because
me.
Because you are a goddess and I am a god. Uh-huh. Get out of here.
Did you guys catch, because Dad just said the same thing. Didn't it sound like he had an Australian accent?
Started off
at the beginning.
I think it's an affect, though. I honestly do, because by the end, you don't hear it.
That's what I'm saying.
No,
this guy's a murderer.
My name's David. And obviously,
my name's David.
I'm a bit weird. And that's for a good cause.
And it changes right there.
I am not going to talk about myself. I'm going to talk about you.
That guy is on drugs, is what Natalie says.
I don't know about drugs. If anything, maybe coke. But, I mean, he definitely is a narcissist, and we don't like David.
So can we eliminate Fred, though?
Because
I think Fred was the nicest.
Yeah.
I think Fred's balding. He's a mathematician.
Yeah, Fred's out.
You want Fred out. Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay, Fred is out, of course. Yes. Fred is bald, but in his dating video, he actually wore a Viking outfit.
Oh, no, Fred.
Damn it, Fred.
Damn it, Fred.
For those who are not watching twitch.tv/David Mahoney, he has the horned helmet. He has some sort of spear, a shield, and then he's also wearing some sort of fur.
Dude, he was cosplaying before it was a thing.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
No.
So that
Poor
was
Fred.
Fred.
I have so much
I hope it was just like a button-down shirt with a pocket protector.
I hope he found somebody Otherwise, he's probably dead.
Oh, no, Fred. He was alone forever.
So it all comes down to mullet personality Maurice or crazy David.
I think it's Maurice is going to have the mullet. I think it's a big, feathered 80s.
Curly. Permed.
I don't know.
Showy. No, yeah, you're right. Showy.
This is a peacock mullet.
Yeah, yeah.
Peacock mullet, you know, he's definitely doing all the cocaine, driving his convertible.
Yeah.
Hair blowing in the wind with Miata.
Vice mullet as well.
Maybe not even a full convertible, like a T-top.
What were those sunglasses that were pretty big back in the day, too?
Aviators.
Like the T, what are they called? Like the T-somethings? That were like the, they had the, they were like almost in baseball, they were.
Oh, yeah, yeah, like the softball coach glasses. Yeah,
yeah,
I know what you're talking about.
They were huge in the 80s. Yeah. Yeah. Those, Mahoney? Yes, the third over to the right.
Okay, so Mahoney's going with Maurice. Dave and Audrey,
back.
Yeah, they are.
Like Gronk selling those types of sunglasses now.
They're
on
also
Instagram.
Big in the gay community as well.
I'm going Maurice as well. I thought maybe David, but I'm going Maurice.
I think it's a murderous mullet. That guy, I don't think so. That's vibes I get from David. I think we go full-blown Maurice
Super mullet.
Yep.
Audrey, do you concur?
I concur.
Okay, all of you are saying Maurice, and all of you are incorrect. Maurice does not have a mullet. He just looks pretty normie, to be honest
with
you.
That's Maurice?
That's Maurice.
That looks like a child.
Yep, that's not a child.
No,
he's got a mustache.
What's that guy's who's in Thank You for Smoking, Aaron Eckhart?
Aaron Eckhart, yeah.
He's kind of like the dollar store version of Aaron Eckhart.
Now, do you guys want to see serial killer David right there with the mullet and the rose?
That's the vision I was envisioning.
Having for Maurice.
I 100% envision that. That looks like he's definitely told people he was in a band before.
Oh, my God. I thought that's what Maurice was going to look like. Wow. Ian, you tricked us. Are you sure you didn't get the paperwork mixed up? This wasn't like a misfile on your part?
I'm so disappointed.
The David Mahoney Morning Show, every weekday morning from 6 to 10.
So I feel like I might be in a little bit of a pickle here with the wife, because we had planned on doing a summer vacation. Because you and I, Mahoney, we try to sync up our vacations.
Try to, so we're
off at the same time, so it's not staggered. And you're taking off at the beginning of July.
Yeah.
Because your wife is not in school at that time, and it works out well. It works out well for me, too, right?
Kids are out of school.
Kids are out of school, all that stuff. But the challenge is that, you know, anytime you get around that 4th of July weekend, Everything's super expensive, and everything's booked, right?
Yeah.
And so this summer we had planned, because we did it a couple of years ago during the height of the pandemic, we took an RV trip. And so this year
we really enjoyed that.
We really did. It was a great time.
I was kind of shocked to hear that you wanted to do this again.
We were going
to
do
it again. Or when you came back, I wasn't shocked that you wanted to do it again. I was shocked when you came back that how much you loved it, because it's
a haul.
Well, you're hauling around. You're driving all over the place. It's hard to drive those things.
See, but I prefer to kind of be busy on vacation, because that helps me. If I'm just sitting around and like trying to keep the kids from killing themselves, that's not a lot of fun.
Well, because
if we're going places, doing
chill's
things,
not really your thing, right? Like you
I don't like
constant. Like you like just like constant.
Yeah.
Like you like noise. That's why you have a family. Like it makes you feel more at peace. You like doing things on the go.
Yep.
So whenever you were driving the RV around, did you find moments of like where you were driving in had like peaceful moments, or was all chaos?
No, I liked it. I mean, the kids did really well. Also, it's much more fun driving an RV around, because they're able to, you know, get up and go to the bathroom if they need to, as opposed to having to stop and you know, it kind of just delays the process.
Or on a plane,
we were going somewhere new, you know, that was exciting all of the time, and the kids
something
really liked that process.
It's an adventure for the kids.
It's an adventure for the kids, even just looking out the window at a lot of the scenic stuff. But it got killed this year because, I mean, when gas is like $6 a gallon, can you imagine?
No way.
Like, what killed it for me is I was watching a video on the internet, and there was a guy filling up an RV, and it was over $1,000.
That's a plane trip,
right? Well, I mean, but that's just one fill up too.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's going to cost me probably, because you know she was talking about just going all over the place to these national parks. I'm like, I did the math on it. It was about $3,800 just in gasoline.
Oh my God!
And that's not with the price of the RV or any of the other stuff along the way.
Because there's definitely food. Not lodging, but food.
The campsites where you're hooking up, all of that stuff.
I mean, but the RVs aren't cheap either.
They're like $5,000 for the RV.
What if you just did one stop instead?
Well, then what's the point of renting an RV then?
Yeah.
Well, you don't need the RV. Just take the car and do like a cabin trip.
Right, well, so that's what we were thinking, right? But now, I feel like I'm kind of screwed, right? Because I'm looking for places to go and everything is super expensive or totally booked up.
But that's, I feel like that's everywhere in general, no matter what. Because, I mean, I was looking at a Hampton Inn near an airport and it was $250 a night for a Hampton Inn.
But, I mean, they do have the free cookies.
No, in some places, not too long ago, the Hampton Inns usually do the continental breakfast.
They didn't have the continental breakfast?
They were doing it in sandwich baggies.
What are you?
It was just like a bagel.
What are you going to do?
No waffles.
Are you just not going to go on? Are you just going to do the show while I'm gone?
I don't know. I don't know.
Or are you?
I don't know.
Because I did this. I disappointed my wife on a regular basis because we were supposed to go on a spring break vacation.
Yeah.
And we did not.
Yeah.
Because cost was prohibitive. It was super expensive. And kind of like you dealing with the places we want to go, it was, they were either booked or having to pay exorbitant prices. So we just kind of booked something for a year later. But do you think that you will be able to do that?
What about like a cruise?
Oh, you can't take a... four kids on a cruise.
Yeah. The only cruise
at the ages of, I mean, where they are, maybe like once they're all like four.
You could do it on a Disney cruise probably because at least, you know, the older two have things that they'd be interested in, you know. But as far as just like a regular
seems
cruise.
Very expensive because you have
very expensive
all the flights.
Yeah.
Man, I don't know.
I don't know.
Because the way that I vacation, it's like, where can I get a Frontier flight and a place to crash for a weekend? So this doesn't make any sense to me. Both of your vacations don't make sense to me. Like, because that's just not how I travel. Like, that's okay, am I going to go visit my dad in Seattle and crash on his couch? Or am I going to go back home, back south, and crash on a friend's couch?
I see, when I was 30, I was in a very similar situation. But now I have no desire to ever go back to where I'm from.
Well, because you have a wife. What are you both just going to, like, spoon on someone's couch?
No, I mean, like, I don't want to. Like, I have friends who offer. Like, I just can't. Like, at this point, I'm my.
You don't want to go back to your roots?
No.
Going and crashing with anyone is just totally out of the question. I had a friend.
But family. You don't go to your family's homes?
No.
He's got too many. Six people?
And stay with them. Never.
Yes, your family does that to your house.
I know.
And he knows what it's like, so that's why he does not.
You go back to visit family.
Never.
When do you go to visit your mother-in-law?
My mother. No, very rarely will we stay with her. Very rarely.
You get hotels the entire time.
Yes, I prefer that.
I'm with you on.
I don't like being in somebody else's house, and I also don't like sharing a bathroom. If we're being real.
Oh, it's all about. It always goes back down to the when they know you gotta go, huh?
I don't want them.
And it's like, where's Dave? And then you get like the, oh my God, they know I'm pooping.
And then I get the poop anxiety when I'm in there.
And then you have to go back and reannounce yourself.
You don't know where the plunger is. That's you gotta ask your dad. It gives you that dad look.
Uh huh. No. Clogged the toilet up again, didn't you, son?
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Is acting something that's easy or hard to do?
Message deleted.
Is acting something easy or hard to do? I think it is a hard skill set to have.
Acting?
Yeah.
Okay, well, just think about...
think about how much bad acting you see.
And you see it often. So whenever I think of somebody who is a bad actor, I think that it is also someone who gets anxiety pretty easily, who can't get out of their own heads.
Yeah. There is somebody... I mean, like, I think once you become a superstar at the level of, let's just say, Tom Cruise, who's one of the biggest action stars in the world... right now.
What?
Tom Cruise.
I would say so.
Yeah. I mean, Mission Impossible coming out. You've got Maverick, which is people are
Chris
going.
Chris Hemsworth? There are so many other people who are massive. Okay, it's just a little dated Tom Cruise is a little dated.
Tom Cruise is not dated, considering Maverick is going to be probably one of the biggest movies that we've seen in the box office in many years.
I think that's going to be a number one movie.
They've been
sure.
talking about it for. I mean, they've been pushing it back. That's a movie that they were like, we're going to wait until people are actually going back to theaters to push out. Tom Cruise, whether you think he's a total creep or not,
is still one of the biggest action
stars. One of the, yes, you said the biggest.
I mean, you look at all of his movies combined, pound for pound, nobody's put out more
profitable he's been around,
action. Yeah, because he's been around for 40 years.
But is he a good actor?
He's a good runner. But I only see Tom Cruise. But I don't know. Like, I feel like the real Tom Cruise. So let's think about this. The real Tom Cruise is the guy we saw on Oprah. He's the guy we've seen at those crazy Scientology
jumping up on the couch
conferences where he's talking, you know, where he's speaking as Tom Cruise. And he seems like he's an alien when he's doing that. But when he is in Jack Reacher, Mission Impossible, Top Gun, whatever it may be, The Last Samurai.
Don't bring up The Last Samurai.
I see that version of Tom Cruise, he seems normal, and so maybe that is really high-end acting.
If someone offered, both of you, if somebody offered you $1 million contract to do a full feature-length film, a drama film, not comedy, would you guys take it, and do you think you would be able to do it?
I'd be horrible, and
I mean, I would
no
take
way.
The money, but it would be horrible. I can't, like, I mean, even
I can
when
see you being a good actor.
I don't think so, because when we film even videos for the show, for promotional reasons that we're sending to people who know us, being me, I have a hard time doing it.
Yeah.
Like, I can't remember lines. Maybe if I had cue cards?
Well, yeah, and that's why they have cuts. That's why they do different takes, man. Okay. You would just be one of those guys. Audrey, I could see you being a wonderful actress.
Okay, so I've done things on TV before, and I just am in my own head. Like, I actually prefer things like this whenever we're hanging out on stream, twitch.tv/David Mahoney. It's very relaxed. Like Mahoney said, you get to be your own person. You know, you get to be who you are authentically. That is where I feel like it is is easier to act. Because let's be real, this is definitely a character. Oh, Mahoney's got something to say.
Well, no, I'm saying I agree with you. I had a friend who just proposed, what do you think about Tom Hanks? Because he is a good actor, but I still see Tom Hanks in almost every role that Tom Hanks plays. Even though he varies the characters differently, I still look at that and go, that's Tom Hanks.
Okay.
And I like Tom Hanks. The one actor who may be the greatest living actor who is now retired, who I never see because I couldn't identify him out of a lineup, is Daniel Day-Lewis.
Okay, yeah, because he's definitely
Lincoln,
immerses himself.
Gangs of New York.
Probably one of the greatest actors of all time.
Dude. All time, period.
Last of the Mohicans?
You know who else?
That's true acting.
You know who else would be a great actor? Me.
You would be.
You know why? Because I fake it all the time.
So sorry for your lady.
Am I the only one that, say if I'm reading like an Instagram post or like a text message, so like say I was reading a message from Audrey, when you guys read it, are you hearing Audrey's voice as you're reading the text out? Because that's what I do. And I just wanted to know if I'm the only person that does that and if I'm crazy or if that's pretty normal. Tell me what you think.
Message deleted.
So I read it not necessarily in somebody else's voice, but I read it in their cadence.
Oh, yeah.
If that makes sense. I still hear my voice in my head when I'm reading, but I will read it in the cadence of the person who I know it came from, if I know them that well.
So I type like I talk, and it's always been that way. I used to get like pretty poor marks on like essays and like in college when the way I would write is the way that I speak, and I feel like that actually sometimes lends itself better for me in my career today.
Without
for
a doubt.
Sure.
Yeah.
But it definitely did not play off that well as a student. I say that because I type the way I talk. So if I'm talking to you via text, you're going to be able to hear the way that I talk, hopefully. And if I say things that I say often, you might be able to be like, oh, I can totally hear you saying that. And that goes for my best friends, too. Like, if they're saying something that I know that they say often, I'm like, oh, my God, I can seriously sit here, see her, him on the couch just cackling at their joke because this is the same joke that they tell all the time.
You know the word that ruins it for me? Y'all. Anytime anybody puts y'all somewhere, I always put in a southern accent.
Y'all.
Yeah. You can't say y'all with a Boston, like a northeastern accent. Yeah, no.
I would try.
Y'all like microprocessors. No.
What was that?
Y'all like, because I just want to say y'all like microprocessors. Like there's nothing.
See, it just doesn't work.
No.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
Mahoney, one thing that we love in the Redneck Report is when people really commit to whatever it is that they're doing. I mean, even if it's a really stupid thing, when they're really into it, you're like, I appreciate the effort.
Yes. I mean, you get an A for effort. Go, don't half-ass it, full-ass it.
And that is what this man did. A dude.
Yeah, you full-ass it.
A dude from Florida decided that he was going to take his forgery to the next level.
Okay.
So he had been investigated for a number of fairly serious things, including a number of fraud cases. But he decided that, you know, I'm already pretty neck deep in fraud. Mm-hmm. Let's just keep going. He forged a fake pardon from former President Donald Trump.
I mean, if you were going to forge a pardon letter, Trump would be the dude to do it from. I mean, because
no, Kim Kardashian.
Well, Kim Kardashian can't pardon you.
Yeah. I bet she will. It's Kim Kardashian, 2024.
President
Kim K, 2024.
So this 22-year-old guy, whose name is Alexander of North Reddington Beach, is facing charges of wire fraud, bank fraud, money laundering, which seems like a lot for 22. Like, I was just trying to get laid when I was 22. Like, all this is wild to me. But he faces up to 30 years in prison if convicted. Well, he decided that he was going to jot up one of these fake pardons from former President Trump.
Wait, they checked it? They didn't just let him go? They didn't go, oh, it's okay. This is legit.
So you're like, well, why was this guy in so much trouble to begin with? He had one fraud, including applying for and receiving two PPP loans totaling $196,000. He was also involved in a check kidding scheme, which I've never heard of, tried to deposit $2.7 million in worthless checks into the Love and Bliss business account. And after the launch of an investigation, the government seized $337,000 from one of his accounts. Beyond that, and the fake pardon that did not exist, he also tried to forge deeds from Epstein's properties whenever he got arrested. So he was trying to deed himself
to take
these
over
properties.
Mansions?
So you take over the mansions in
what?
Florida as well.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Well, here's why I appreciate this. Because I don't understand the people who rob a 7-Eleven or a gas station.
What are you going to get? Maybe $200?
400 tops?
Sure.
But, like, this guy at least went for it. You know, trying to rob millions, if not tens of millions, trying to steal those mansions as well.
$300 million in total for properties across the country. 10 properties.
So it went big. Yeah. So tip of the cap to you, but sorry about those next 30 years.
Yeah. Good luck. So this gentleman, I should say
Haiti
that we
said,
don't
go big or go to someone else's home.
There you go. an Arby's manager in Vancouver also committed, but this is the kind where we probably would not appreciate it. So, you know, Arby's obviously sacred to you and I, Mahoney. We love the meats.
We love
they
the meats.
They have the meats. Mm-hmm. It works well. This is in Vancouver, Washington. He admitted to police that he urinated in the restaurant's milkshake mix.
No.
This is why we need capital punishment in the United States. You do this, we take you to that roast beef meat slicer.
Mm-hmm.
And you are now one of the meats as well.
Well, whenever I was reading this article, the guy said that he thought that he had actually, you know, he peed in it. But then he was like, I swear I thought I cleaned it out. So what do you mean you thought you peed in it and then you were just going to not serve the pee shakes?
Don't pee in any bucket in any restaurant ever.
I would go even a step further. Don't pee in any bucket anywhere ever for any reason.
I mean,
a wide mouth Mountain Dew bottle, totally different.
I mean, if you're in the back of like a Econoline van, there's a bucket back there.
What are you doing in the back of an Econoline van?
Traveling the
what
country in a ska.
What are you doing in the back of an Oh. Your ska band, I forgot
ska
about
band
that.
Ska
band. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
That's what you should do. You need to just lose the RV, Dave, for the summer trip. Get all your kids to play some sort of horned instrument,
You
need to start a ska band.
Start a ska band and just start touring the country.
I mean, granted, ska not quite as popular as it was 20 years ago.
We can bring it back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get those cool little checkered vans.
And since we're...
And the keyboard skinny tie.
Yeah, it's a good look.
For your little guy, Duke.
So since we're already on this tip here of the dude peeing in the milkshake machine, let's go ahead and finish it with Wichita Police Department asking for the public's help to try to identify a woman who entered a Northeast Wichita beauty supply store and defecated right in the middle of the aisle.
I wondered where she was. Like, what aisle was it in the beauty aisle?
I actually know exactly where it was. Because aisle number two. That's right. The write up here is amazing. The defecation was significant enough that she destroyed 8 wigs as a result.
No! Call or text the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show anytime at 833-YO-DUMMY.
I was shocked to see the results of this survey. And Mahoney, I'm really curious your thoughts on this because you are the person amongst us that hates exercise the most, but also walks the most. Like you probably spend the most time out of all of us exercising.
It's the one thing in life I don't do that's efficient, because I know you could probably knock out, like when Audra goes to the gym, you don't spend 90 minutes there.
No, you go to the gym, it's probably spend like 45 minutes, an hour there, but she probably burns twice as many calories.
Probably 10 times as many calories as I do actually walking.
But so there was a poll that was done online talking about what's the maximum distance that you would consider walking distance. And I'm not talking about like if there's an emergency or something, but just like in your day-to-day life, if something is...
Further than 1 mile, I'm not doing it.
Okay, so... To walk a mile, it takes about 20 minutes, right? Ish.
If you're slow and it's hot.
I walk between my average mile with my wife when we're walking together is 15 minutes. My average mile, that's clipping.
Yeah,
that's speed walking. But my average mile when I'm without my wife is about 16 and a half minutes.
All right, so let's just call it 20 minutes a mile, right? The most common answer when asked what is walking distance was 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Who's walking a mile and a half to something?
Metropolitan cities.
No, I mean, if you're in a city, I get it, right? But even then... If it's more than 15 minutes,
it's an Uber, New York, or any major metropolitan area, as Audrey said, I'm walking.
And that's fine.
In my life.
If it's a mile and a half away and it's going to take you 30 minutes to walk,
in a city,
you're walking it?
Yes. When parking is a bitch,
absolutely.
I would much rather walk than try to find a parking
just
spot.
Just hop
again.
A cab.
Nah.
Even that is it's easier.
It's either going to take me 30 minutes walking there.
Traffic, though, too.
Yeah.
But your 4 minutes in a car.
So, for me, in the suburbs...
Maybe 4 minutes. Traffic.
Walking distance is not... Like maybe to my mailbox, which is like 4 houses up. That's tops in a suburb.
Yeah.
When I'm on vacation, like when we go visit Hawaii or we go visit Mexico or wherever we go, like 3 to 4 miles is what I would consider walking distance for that. Like in Hawaii, we walk like 4 or 5 miles... To go to stores or a restaurant.
Yeah, groceries and stuff. What?
For whatever reason.
What?
When I'm on vacation, my walking distance is extended much, much further.
I agree. Because if you know where the grocery store is and it's like near where you're staying, I have no problem walking.
You're going to go to the grocery store and then you're going to carry all of your groceries back
You're not,
4 miles?
Well, you're different because you have a family.
Yeah.
What, are you going to the grocery store for a single item?
No, like, I mean, you get, like, sandwich stuff or whatever, just, like, snacks and things.
Yeah,
you can carry
a bag.
Yeah. I
you
mean, things that you can carry 2 bags in each hand with. You and whoever you're with.
When we go to Chicago every August.
Uh-huh.
We walk so much in Chicago.
Miles and miles and miles and miles.
But not, I mean, that just from bar to bar.
But you're still
going multiple blocks.
Yeah, but I mean...
Dave, I think you're selling yourself short. I think you walk further than you think.
So the most popular response was 20 minutes. 17% said 15 minutes. I'm in that 17%. Anything more than 15 minutes, I'm going to try to hop a car.
All right, let's be real, though. If I'm in heels, it's not even like 4 steps. Like, I am such a brat. If I have to walk in heels, I will cry and pout. I'm not doing it.
5%. Said they're only willing to walk 5 minutes.
Exactly. Those are women in heels.
Yeah.
They know what's up.
4%, on the other end, the psychos, said within an hour. I just can't.
On vacation, sure. And if it's hard parking. Like, I don't want to, like, trying to find a place to park when you're on vacation is my nightmare.
Why?
Because you don't know the lay of the land.
You don't know.
So you don't have like your little go to spots, yeah.
And I'm a creature of habit, man. Like, I park at the same. Traditionally, like to park at the same spot at all the places I go.
The handicap spot.
No, man. I actually park at the back of the parking lot so I can walk in, because I feel like I'm getting some exercise.
Look at him go. Got the cholesterol levels back, and he's you know what? This is a new me. I'm going to park it even further now.
And also, I don't want my 2013 Toyota Avalon getting dinged.
Yeah, you got to keep that thing pristine.
End this now. Thank you.
Need more Dave and Mahoney? Be sure to follow them on social media at Dave and Mahoney and visit DaveandMahoney.com.
Fabulous.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free, there's a love. lovely spot, just the only one that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine. Out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.